It's Friday, the 23rd of May, 10:50 a.m. I long lie in bed, badly needed. I mean, tired, really tired, both of us all week. And I think it's because of our wee breakaway. Because we had family members there, albeit in another caravan. Mary wanted to get up each morning and, you know, have the breakfast table all set and the food all ready for them coming down, usually about 8:30. And so we had to get out of bed, set the alarm for 7 a.m. each morning just the same. And it's not as when we go on holiday ourselves, in a caravan especially, we get up when we get up. It's as simple as that. So we kind of lost out in that store of sleep we didn't get. So we decided just to lie longer this morning. Feeling all the better for it, to be honest with you. Didn't think I'd have slept through so much. I think it was about 10 minutes to 10 or something like that. Anyway, feeling good. It's grey this morning, but it's bright. The southern sky. Well, the sun should actually be quite high up by now. But there's a wee coolish breeze blowing. Dry is good. Sun is bonus. So many young starling, stucky fledglings clinging to the telegraph pole, not doing a very good job of it. Definitely using that Wisley conifer as a fledging post, if you like. This morning, I've got a bit of sore throat. I think I mentioned that yesterday, but I felt my right ear sore yesterday, you know, your inner ear, as it were. And I'd mentioned that my right side of my throat was a wee bit tender. Well, that discomfort's gone now, but I've got a wee bit of fat. You know what I'm talking about. One of those that you'll have to do throughout the day. What tea? More tea. This morning, in the shower in particular, my head was buzzing. Not in a bad sense. My mind, I think there's a difference. If I stand here and say I think there's a difference between my mind and myself, what does that say? Oh my God. Sun's coming out. There it is. Come on. Get out. It's going to pop its head through for a wee bit. Not much. And again. In the shower this morning in particular, my mind was racing through all the things, or so many things, that I needed to do. And I was trying at the same time to, my God. I was trying to train myself to remember all the things my mind was racing through. So I didn't forget them. I was. Not my mind. My mind was racing through them. And I, this other being, was trying to, or was actually saying to myself, right, remember that, and remember that, and remember that. So much so, and so many things, that when I came out of the shower, I rushed to grab a pen, and another wee bit of card, and scribble them all down when I remembered. Oh my God. Well, yes, so many things flashed through my head as I showered, as I dried myself, as I cleaned the shower out. Oh. I've my own self to blame because I do procrastinate at a heck of a rate nowadays. I know I've spoken about it before and so have others. And I had the lovely Adrian Wicks up yesterday. Well, he was up before that. But anyway. And I'd said to Adrian about... We were talking about things in general. I'd said to him how I felt that I was... My procrastinations were getting worse. And I think that's absolutely true. But was this my inner self, this mind of mine, saying, look, you need to buck your ideas up? Because these are things that you should be doing. Some of them are fairly important. Some of them are trivial. Some of them are just things that I wanted to do, needed to do. And I just, well, just getting worse and worse and worse. I'm going to be a professional procrastinator. Not by desire, I have to say, because I often chastise myself. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you make that phone call? Why? What are you doing with yourself? You're so-and-so that you are. How hard would it be to do it? How difficult is it? How much time would it take? I can spend, as I did yesterday, 4 hours or so blasting monoblocks. Not sparing 10 minutes to make a couple of phone calls, or 5 minutes to do some other thing that wasn't going to take a lot of time, but putting them off again. I think it's been with me all my life, though, and it's just it's gaining ground now. I have it in a good sense that, you know, there's always a positive side to things. And when I'm working, and when I was working, or when I'm doing a job, or if it's in the garden and I'm digging and planting, I don't want to use the word hate, that's too strong. I prefer to keep going, and if I stop for tea, I tend not to stop for tea. Even in my days of working in the trade, I would pour my tea out, my wee piece bag, and have a drink of tea and have a bite out of the piece, the sandwich or whatever, and keep working. I was never one. If I did stop and sit down, invariably I never sat down, I knelt down. And 5 minutes later, I was back up. And while I was having that wee break, I'd be thinking of how the job was going or whatever I was doing at the time. And once I started something, I just wanted to keep going. So that, in a way, was... I mean, it's not procrastination as such, but... I hated to be interrupted, put it that way. I just prefer to, whatever the task was, to get on with it, get it done, get it finished. Don't spend an hour like a lot of people who shut down for an hour and have their tea. I never ever did that. So, maybe that was the beginnings. I don't know. I'm still the same that way, by the way, but... Unfortunately, it's developed into... yes. a good job Mary's there to keep me right. And she heads out in the morning. Most mornings there's a wee card and she'll say, she'll read it out to me. And she'll expect me to have done that, or most of it, by the time I get back. It might just be phone calls, phone insurance company, go collect the prescriptions, you know, things like that. And invariably, because I know that she will quiz me when she comes back. She's not a tyrant, by the way. But if it wasn't for her, I probably would put them off. So it's a good job that she's there to keep me in check. I do firmly believe that if she wasn't keeping an eye on me and keeping me moving regarding these things, then, oh dear. Well, I better go and put the eggs on. Now that I remember. I'll do them right away. I won't stop. I'll keep going to the door. Remember. Problem is, once I step through that door, I'll probably forget what I'm supposed to do. Eggs, 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 eggs.